Gone are the days when your local movie theater screened a short before the feature, and that's a shame. But the art of the short film has not faded away. You just have to go to festivals to see them. For many filmmakers, it's an all-important proving ground for long-form cinema, and it's thriving in Hawaii, as Gerard Elmore, executive director of the Ohina Short Film Festival, told us when we spoke the other day.
For short films, you're taking risks. That's the whole point of a short film. You're taking a risk. You're creating a calling card for yourself. So people who get it, they will take these really extreme risks to try to get their name out there and take chances they wouldn't do on a feature film. Feature film has a traditional arc where a short film can have just a hook, could just have a twist ending, all sorts of different things. But it definitely gives you room to experiment.
The world of feature films has become very much kind of predictable, at least in the multiplex market. Something's going to happen at about 11 minutes that changes the nature of, you know, you've met the characters, now they embark on their journey, right? And then that has to resolve, you know, half an hour later, and et cetera. Is that fair to say?
Right. We call it the hero's journey. So in films, they have the hero's journey, which is the character has to have a transformation by the time the movie ends, and there has to be certain things that happen through the course of the hero's journey. Short film, you don't have to follow that. Although, yeah, I do teach film, and I say, you know, you have to be aware of that structure because everyone's expecting it. And so that's why you find these films that are following these formulas, romantic comedies following a certain formula, action adventures, the Avengers, and all these follow a certain structure.
Sure. Yeah. A structure that goes back to what, the ancient Greeks? I mean, it's pretty well dug in.
Yeah, it mirrors what we are taught in English class. And there are different ways of going about it. Like George Lucas has something, or I think it goes back to Hitchcock, the MacGuffin.
Right.
Which is a fun one.
Yeah, the thing that everybody's concerned about that doesn't really matter.
Right.
And where are the plans in the safe or whatever?
Yeah, not every film has a MacGuffin. But a MacGuffin is pretty fun. And so you see that in a lot of, like, action-adventure-type films. Like Avengers has the Infinity Stones, you know, so that you could say that's a bit of a MacGuffin.
And you expect that as an audience.
Right, right. And, yeah, so you have these rules that people have followed for years. And I preach, and I love to preach, that you need to find a way to spin that on on its head. You need to try a different way, a different approach.
Well, then you can sort of wake the audience up in the sense that they have the expectation, now you've played with it a little bit, and that kind of makes you sit up in your seat.
Yeah, and to be completely honest, I think television these days is doing a lot of it, and they can do it and they can expand on it, and they have the time to expand it, whereas a movie, traditional movie, you only have 2 hours, so that's why you have this beginning, middle, and end structure, whereas like a TV show is open-ended, you can keep going. And then a short film, you go nuts.
It can be liberating to make a short then.
Yeah.
Get away from all that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also where you learn, you know, how you discover yourself as a filmmaker. Before I made my feature film, all I did was make short films. And that's where I honed my craft, figure who I was as a filmmaker.
Well, in terms of, you know, getting away from the three-act traditional narrative arc of a 90-minute to two-hour movie, what's an effective use of 10 to 20 minutes in a short film? You know, what's a good way to break that and hold on to the audience's attention?
Well, you have to elicit emotion. So that can mean a whole lot of things, and I know that's very broad. So if it's a comedy, you have to get them to laugh, which is comedies are the hardest to do because audiences think different things are funny. It's totally subjective. Different audience will think one thing is funny and the others won't. But your goal as a filmmaker is to elicit something out of that audience, which is difficult. But that's why you make short films, to kind of hone that in and figure out what works and what doesn't work.
What are the tools available to you making a short?
Well, the barriers to entry are definitely not as expensive as they used to be. You know, just about anyone can get the editing software, the cameras. You could even use your iPhones these days. Anything can be used to tell the story. And I preach this in class all the time when I teach at school, which is it's the story first. So if you can come up with a good story and a good hook, who cares how you shoot it? Definitely want to get some good audio. But the story comes first. And if you have a great story, it doesn't matter how you tell it. And these days you can tell it a whole bunch of different ways. The most innovative way, the way to cut through the noise, is the best approach.
So if I've got an anecdote and I'm sitting next to you at a coffee shop and you know, I tell you an anecdote that takes about 2-3 minutes to tell, and you're really caught up in it, then maybe I've got something I could make into a short.
Absolutely. And I like to say, you know, tell it to a bunch of friends, not just one friend, but a bunch of friends. And if everyone says, hey, you know, that sounds like something, maybe that is a great idea. I think the problem that happens sometimes is you get hung up on one person said it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But how about figure out what gets everyone so excited that you have to make it? And then you're on to something. Because you always have to think about, for every filmmaker that's out there, there's 10 more doing the same thing. So you have to tell a story that no one's heard before. It hasn't been done the way it's been done before. And cut through all that noise.
Having gotten that story and the 10 friends who love hearing it, you've got to make it, quote, cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make that leap?
Cinematic, I think, is more of a technical side of it. We talk, you can make a movie any way you want. But to make it cinematic, definitely sound, music, the lenses you use, the shallow depth of field, the color, the mood, all that contributes to a cinematic experience. Even the shape of your frame. You know, 4x3 is a more traditional, it was the old format.
Right.
Now we're going to back to, I think, this anamorphic 2-3-5 widescreen cinematic experience. And then sometimes it's a little bit more taller for the IMAX experience. But cinematic is the more technical side of it, and that takes more time to get better at. And if you don't know how to do it, you can always ask people who are good at it, because you'd be surprised at how many people who work 5-0 or all these different movies who are itching to do a short film or do something different for local talent.
How much can you learn from the past? You know, looking at some Wells or some Hitchcock or some Howard Hawks. Is there a lot of education to be gotten from that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of those films still hold up. The new generation sometimes forgets about them. But Hitchcock is probably one of the great masters of the craft. You go back to Orson Welles, and he did a lot of innovative things back in his time where there were certain things that didn't exist. Stanley Kubrick invented lenses, you know, to do certain things. Those are filmmakers who were innovative and thought, you know, just beyond the time they were living in. So it's about trying to innovate in your time. So you look back at that and you get inspired and say, how could I do that, you know, in the modern time? And how can I try something that's different? And you go back there and they did very difficult shots, and even the black and white films are lit in a way that we've forgotten about because we use color. So there is always a lot to learn when you go back to the master classics. And those are really good names to start with.
Are you optimistic about what you see from young short film filmmakers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every short film is kind of you think it's going to be a hit or miss. But this year with Ohina, we are walking them through the process, trying to elevate their scripts. We worked with someone who was a writer on Black Panther, and he came here and he was blown away by the talent that's here, by their stories and their scripts. First time he saw them, he was kind of like, I don't know. But by the time he left and they pitched their projects and things like that, he was emotional. He was crying, and he said, these stories matter.
Gerard Elmore is the executive director of the Ohina Hawaii Short Film Festival, which this year will run September 7th on Oahu, with presentations of the showcase film also brought to theaters throughout the island from August 31st through September 29th. Find out details on the Conversation Facebook page.